When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and hopefully he'll do a better job than I'm doing with Facebook this morning. We've been fooling around here. Thank goodness for younger folks like Nathan that know how to do things technically, because it is the second Sunday of the month, and that means it is best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen Reset, and Energy Code Sunday. So Dr. Nels Rasmussen, Linda Rasmussen are here in the studio. And because we're not sure whether Dr. Nels will be in the studio with us again or not, more details coming on that. We, of course, wanted to get a picture of all of us to put up on Facebook, which we usually do. But, you know, being a little technical, well, first of all, we're trying to get all of us in the picture, including Nathan. That means, fortunately, you know, I was, like I said, so glad for younger folks like Nathan that are technically gifted. He knew how to use my phone to do a timed picture. And boy, we got it on the second try. So it's pretty cool. But then when, you know, I couldn't get my phone that was doing weird things and I was trouble getting posted. But I think I have the picture of all of us from just a few moments ago on both of my Facebook pages. So my personal Facebook page, Martha Norwalk, or Martha Norwalk's Animal World. And I believe it's both places. But I think we can just drop the mic on that picture. I mean, I was so impressed with how Nathan did that. I have no clue how he did the timed photo and all that sort of thing. But and then Linda came up with the idea of how to use our camera thing here to hold the phone. And anyway, it was quite cool, but we pulled it off. So just so you know, we are all on this glorious sunny Sunday morning here in the studio. And I keep wondering, I was wondering it on the way down here, where are we? Is this really the greater Seattle area? Because it's like we had a glorious 4th of July, beautiful sun. It's supposed to be gray and drizzly, and it's just been nothing but sun for days and days and days and no rain. I mean, it's certainly not the weather that I grew up with. Although, you know, it's hard to complain about, you know, the beautiful weather. I mean, it's just been spectacular. And I talk about perfect days of, you know, like 75-ish during the day, and then it cools down at night. And, boy, it's just been quite lovely. But I'll tell you what, I'm having to tap dance to keep everything watered. And we're already on water restrictions out in my neighborhood, so you're only supposed to water on your certain days. Well, my plants wilt on a different day. And so I'm trying to, you know, water when I'm supposed to, but if I waited until my day all the time, my plants would be dead. So I'm doing the best I can, but my goodness, a lot of watering is necessary. And And we'll talk. I've got a little more about that in chatting discussions here today. But as always, and you know he's here because he arranged the photo, that would be Animal World's production engineer, Nathan Miller's here. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Martha. Happy sunny Sunday again.
Yeah, happy sunny Sunday to you, too. And thanks for your technical expertise and getting our photographs.
It was a team effort. You provided the phone. I provided the timer. And Linda provided the tripod.
Well, what did Nels and Stacy contribute?
We smiled.
Their beautiful
smiling
smiles.
Faces.
Their smiling faces.
They were up front and center.
Yes,
they were
right.
The.
All right, that's great. And so, speaking of that, let's get everybody here so we can just start our discussion in her own private moodlit studio. It's so nice to see somebody there, and that is our call screener, Stacy Buck, is here. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning, Martha.
All right, and then rounding out the table here in the studio, of course, would be Dr. Nels Rasmussen.
Hello, hello.
And Sister Linda Rasmussen.
Good morning.
All right, everybody. So we've got beautiful sunny weather, so I don't have to ask anybody what the weather's like at any of your places, because it's all the same around here. It's all sun.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful days. But I guess our first follow-up, first thing we have to talk about is we just am coming off the 4th of July. We did a lot of show prep about, you know, getting you guys teaching your jolly routines to your dog friends and all of that. And I hope you all had a good 4th. I didn't know how it was going to happen. I was hoping it'd be a little quieter because it's Tuesday rather than over the weekend. And I have to say, up in my neighborhood, there wasn't much activity in terms of fireworks and booms throughout the weekend. I mean, it really was pretty calm. Monday, you know, the day before, then we started to have a little activity. And then day of, the concerns, I think, were as much for the sound and, you know, our animal friends and our human friends with PTSD and all of that stuff. But with the warm, dry weather, I mean, gosh, I think before we even got to Tuesday, we already had 6 fires that had started because of fireworks. So I was hoping that, you know, even maybe the younger crowd or whoever it is that, you know, does all of the fireworks would be wise and careful and what they're doing and maybe curtail things because of the fire dangers. Well, it was a pretty decent in my neighborhood in that fireworks started in the morning, and they were going all day, but always at a distance. There wasn't anything in my neighborhood, which there usually is. And even in the evening, they did get somewhat closer, but I was amazed. No one in my direct neighborhood did anything this year, which is unusual. Usually there's a few neighbors. So I think they were listening, because we're in the forest. But I was shocked when I would go outside and hear the fireworks. It was like constant barrage of bangs and cracks and fireworks. And I mean, constantly for hours that evening. And boy, I was just thinking, wow, hope everybody's paying attention and have their hoses ready and all of that. Now, we didn't have any fires directly in my neighborhood, which very grateful for. But just this morning coming in, we found out, Linda, you live in
South Seattle.
South Seattle,
yeah.
Right? Okay. And what happened in your neighborhood?
Well, they have a really lovely right of way underneath the high power lines down in the south end. And, it hasn't been mowed in some areas. And in ours, the grass was long and dry, and somebody lit off a firework just as I arrived home on Sunday night, last week. And within seconds, there were, you know, 12-foot high flames and just a fire spreading really rapidly through the grass. And
wow.
We were fortunate the fire department was there within 5 minutes. So, you know, they were able to put everything out. But the parking strip, you know, that has trees and everything, it caught fire. And it was scary to see how fast it could go.
Yeah, and that, you said, what, within a block of your home?
Yeah, it was just the other end of the block and across the street. So there were houses just across the street. And, you know, I think people don't realize how, if the conditions are right, fire, you know, it just needs oxygen and
yeah, I guess if you maybe haven't experienced in person, you don't really know what it's like.
and until it happens. But yeah. Boy, you know, it's like it lights up and takes off like crazy.
Yeah. And we didn't have any wind. It was a very still night, so that was fortunate.
Yeah, that was, I think, probably a bonus because it was not a windy a night. So I think we do have, you know, some fires burning in the state, and a big one down in the south between here in Oregon. I don't know if that one has been contained or not, but gosh, please be careful. And I noticed that even last night I was sitting there doing last minute show prep, and I heard, you know, big bangs outside. So this weekend there's been more, I guess, everybody letting off what they had left over. I think the thing that was most disappointing to me was reading the conversations on the Nextdoor app, you know, what's everybody in the neighborhood chimes in. And I mean, there's two basic contingencies out there. The majority were the concerned, considerate folks. And, you know, a lot of concern about, gee, you know, we got a burn ban going on. It's so dry and all of this. How come everybody is, you know, and then a lot of talk about where it's legal, where it's not. And a lot of places it's only legal, you know, out in our neck of the woods on the day itself. And of course, you know, people aren't following the rules. And so there was, you know, requests for, you know, please just follow the rules. You know, and, you know, we, you know, have sensitive animals and sensitive humans, but, you know, we'll cope. But, you know, it's not all the time. But so a lot of people then talking about how distressed the animals get. And it was kind of heartbreaking to hear some of the stories of the farm animals and how they react to the fireworks, and then the humans, you know, the veterans and so forth that have had war and the PTSD things. And by the way, if you guys fall into that category, today's the day to call in, because Dr. Nelson Linda can reset your nervous systems on that and so forth, and your animals might need a tune-up today for sure. But then there was the smaller percentage of people that, and right in the middle of this stream of these heart-wrenching stories, this one woman posts, "I am delighted to hear all the fireworks going off all over my neighborhood, and it warms my heart to know that we're free enough to be able to do fireworks in whatever way we want to." Oh my, your word. You know, it was like, I think everybody's jaws dropped, because it's like, are you reading? Maybe you ought to put this someplace else or keep it, you know, anyway. So then but this big argument, you know, and it's like, okay. So it's really sad we can't all get on the same page and, you know, and then the other thing is I didn't even get much attention on Facebook. I found, you know, there was talk about it again, and I know I posted on last year. I think it was last year that they did it, but Italy has invented fireworks that make no noise. So at least they can have the fireworks, and at least it's not upsetting everybody that's sensitive to noise. And I don't know why that hasn't become more popular and why we aren't doing more of that here.
Well, the lack of explosions would not stimulate your fight or flight system. And stimulating fight or flight system can be kind of pleasurable in a weird way.
Oh.
If you don't have PTSD. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people get off on that boom, and it just like it just excites their system and they love it.
All right. So how everybody else's neighborhood. So relatively speaking, compared to last year anyway, it was better at my house. You all have major fireworks going on around you, and how did your animals do and all of that?
Well, at my place we had, because I'm out in the country too.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of fireworks all around us. We used to have a guy who lived directly across the street who always shoots off a huge barrage. Fortunately, he moved a mile down the road from me.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I could just only kind of hear his stuff going on. Everybody else around me was a little farther away. There were still some explosions that were louder than I have ever heard ever before. It's like,
wow.
How did they get that much explosion? And I know they were quite a ways away.
Right. So it was huge.
Yeah.
Wow. So, but any fires in your area? Or you,
nope, thank goodness for that.
Excellent. Linda, aside from the fire before the 4th.
It was actually, to me, it seemed a little quieter, both leading up to and on the day. I mean, we still at night hear some explosions, but I actually think it's been quieter this year.
All right. What about you, Stace?
Yeah, same. I agree with Linda. There are some really loud ones, like Dr. Nell said, which is like, whoa. But the Frenchies doesn't faze them at all, and they just sleep through the whole thing.
Oh, good. That's good.
Yeah, they don't even look up. So
excellent. That's maybe, I always say, you know, we get those half stick of dynamites going off in the neighborhood. Maybe they're using whole sticks now, you know, and because they're so big. It really is amazing how big that. And how about you, Nathan, and your
neighborhood? It was an interesting year for me. I actually went to a friend's house and spent my 4th of July evening there. And I didn't have much to compare it to because I've never been there on the 4th of July, but it seemed like they had the normal amount of fireworks going off there. But on my way home, what was really interesting is I drove through our shopping center and I saw like hundreds of people in the parking lot of the shopping center. So there was like a Safeway and LA Fitness, kind of like a mini mall area, but hundreds of people just lighting off like those Roman candles and other fireworks, just the small ones, not the big ones, but, you know, playing with the typical fireworks that you would get at the street side fireworks stands.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And when I came home,
so the legal ones,
depending on where you are, but when I got home, usually we have our neighbors are shooting off a bunch of fireworks and we'll see like the little cardboard cases for the fireworks or whatever just sitting left over on the ground, and they'll clean it up the next morning. I didn't see any debris at all on the ground, so it makes me think like maybe we had like some sort of community thing in the shopping center, because there wasn't any like police enforcing it or anybody there. They were just all gathered, and it's a big enough area where people would obviously be aware of it, and the police might stop by and say, hey, you guys need to go away or something, but they didn't have any enforcement at all. So,
well, but maybe it sounds like a little more responsible. Go to the big parking lot and do it all together so that we don't risk a fire.
Yeah.
And so forth. So that sounds maybe like responsible neighborhood behavior, maybe?
It depends on what they're doing with the fireworks in there. I mean, you know, sometimes people have been dumb enough to take those Roman candles and shoot them at each other, but.
I used to have them so close and the properties behind me that. You know, I could see above the tree line, you know, sometimes when they'd shoot up. So I used to go outside just to be sure that, you know, that nothing sparked. But I was surprised that none of them did that this year. So I think there was some concern for.
And another thing I haven't heard in a while, too, especially at my house, is I live on along a green belt. And just a few yards down is a conduit tunnel that goes underneath the road. And it connects the two sides of the green belt. People would love to take those little M80, like half stick of dynamite fireworks and blow them off in that tunnel, because with the tunnel, it amplifies the noise.
Of course, yeah, yeah.
And I haven't heard one of those in quite a while. And usually around the 4th of July, like within the week before or the week after, we'll hear an M80 or two go off, and haven't had any of that.
All right. Well, I don't know. I certainly, my feelings about fireworks and stuff have shifted over the years. I got to thinking about it when, and I can totally relate to the people that just love fireworks. And because when I was a kid, they would dazzle me. I was just, and up until, I don't know, probably my 20s and 30s, you know, I really, you know, and I remember our family, and when I had horses on the property, you know, we would do fireworks, you know, with our family gathering. But I'd be out in the barn with my carrots doing, oh boy, carrots with my horses and doing jollies and stuff. But, you know, really got into it. Now anymore, it's kind of like, I guess maybe that kid part of me has grown up, because the downside of the fireworks now overrides the positive thing. So the noise, the pollution, and then, yeah, think about, you know, the gazillions of dollars that we spend. So, you know, I would be in favor of alter our traditions and to be more responsible for our animals and humans that have so much difficulty, and of course not burning up our our beautiful forests and all of that good stuff. But anyway, if your animals had some problems over the 4th, remember, you know, Dr. Nels talks about the nervous systems getting stuck and so forth. And so it'd be great to get them tuned up today. And I think what we'll do here time-wise is take care of our advertisers. And then we'll come back and officially start the show because we've got some extra chatting to do today because Dr. Nels has big news. And if you have been on online today and are on Facebook or on his mailing list, then you got notice of it this morning. I posted it up on the Animal World Facebook page. But we'll find out about his big move and what's going on and all that sort of stuff. And then, of course, phone calls take priority. So we'll officially start the show so we can go to phone calls whenever that happens. But we'll chat a little bit about Dr. Nels' news and all of that. So doesn't everybody stay right where you are? We'll take care of our advertisers, come back, and officially start the show. So Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Going against the grain has never been this much fun. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're just getting rolling on today's Animal World. And being technically challenged, I'm not ready to be back on the air here because apparently I've just totally messed up the Facebook pages and put flowers on the Animal Worlds on all of this. And Nathan said, well, here, give me your phone and I'll fix it. So that's what I'm trying. Okay, so, all right, now this is my first personal Facebook page, and there's, but normally where it says send, it would say share. All right, so now Nathan's in charge of my phone, so who knows what's going to happen. All right, so let's see. What did we do? We did, we heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and, everything is in full swing for the summer. Did you make it work?
Yep.
How the heck? Okay.
It was just that little button to the right of send. I don't know why I was hiding it like that, but it should be up there now.
Huh. Well, the right of send was an arrow.
Yeah.
So but that then was it like said share now, but it's to, it says share now to my personal page, and that's where I already am.
Yeah, and then I just share to page, and let me just double check your Animal World page, and oh, now it's taking a little bit to refresh. Yeah, it's there. We're good.
Okay. Well, all right. I'm just going to have to let that go, because I'm totally discombobulated now. All right. I think I need to take him home with me. So
isn't technology wonderful?
Yeah. Well, you know, yes, it absolutely can be.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of that, you know, and all this AI stuff and everything, all nervous. Well, I wonder what this technology is amazing. Now, with my new phone, I always use GPS. You know, I do a lot of traveling to go to my clients' homes. So I had a little GPS portable in my car, but it's old. I need a new one. Well, I never figured out how to use the map stuff on my phone. But when I had to get this new phone in the last few months, I finally learned how to use the Apple Maps and that GPS. And oh my gosh, it's the best GPS I've ever had. And I'm amazed of how it knows stuff. So now I can understand when you're driving and you're tuned in and you get to like the highways or something, they can tell you where there's an accident and it shows you where things are slowing down and stuff. And I assume that they must be getting that off of traffic cams and that kind of stuff. But the other day I'm coming home and it alerted me to take a different route home because my neighborhood road, Old Owen, was backed up because of... There are no traffic cameras out there on my road. How did it know? Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, how does it know? Now then, this is really weird. How does it know? I often, plug in my GPS when I take off to drive to the studio on Sunday mornings. And, but I never programmed in the address of the building here. Because AI can't ever remember it that early in the morning. So I would just plug in an intersection down at the bottom of the hill. Well, when I started using this GPS, I mean, the last time I drove the studio, I just opened the app and it comes up with, you want to go here? And it's got the address of this building. And so does that come up any other time I get in the car? No. Only on Sunday mornings does the phone, it seems to know.
It does know.
Well, how it does. Does it? But I've never programmed the address in here.
It programmed itself.
But yeah. I don't get
the
it.
World, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It always knows your location and where you're going and at what time of day. And so it just knows that based on repetition throughout the week. It's like, oh, you're always going here on Sunday mornings at like 8 o'clock.
So it's just that's just normal.
Yeah, that actually happened to me, like 5 years ago too. It used to happen all the time.
Huh. Amazing. So anyway, my phone knows more than I do.
Well, and sometimes it'll even tell you how long it'll take to get there.
Oh, it always does that. And it's pretty accurate.
And mine says KKNW may be closed when you get there.
It's not wrong though.
Oh, isn't that funny? Well, all right. Well, welcome to technology. And now the next time I'm going to try it, I'm going to ask it if it knows where I'm going. Okay, but anyway. Crazy, crazy. Well, how about, before we go off on any other, or I go off on any more tangents, and let's officially start the show so that we can go to shift to calls whenever we need to. And if you haven't been here with us before, I officially start the show by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be St. Francis. And because it's Sunday, we start with a couple of St. Francis prayers, one for our animal friends, one for us human animals. And then we got a pile of affirmations we do to spiritualize ourselves up for the day and the week. And whether or not you participate with me with the prayers and the affirmations is completely optional. You can say them out loud with me and use them daily during the week, as I know many of you do, as I do, or you can opt out. It's not like dancing and spreading the love around the planet when we do Love Train at 10 and 11. Dancing is required, but this is optional. So here we go with, I start with a prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Alrighty, and now for us human animals, it's the St. Francis of Assisi Peace Prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. Oh, divine master, grant that I not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty, now get to our pile of affirmations, all contributed by parts of our animal world family here or there. The first one comes from Meath via our Ananda spiritual directors and totally shifted my life, so I share it with you. I know from a lot of you it's shifted yours too, so here we go. I say each of these out loud three times. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, our second affirmation actually comes from Linda Rasmussen here. And when you call in today, if, you know, Linda does the human side of the work here, the healing work. And when she works with one of you humans, normally we'll give an affirmation to keep the energy going. And that's where this came from. And it ended up being so powerful for so many that I tried it, shifted my life and everybody else's. So, especially with current conditions and the inflation prices still coming down, or, you know, still regulating, this is a great one if you need a little more abundance in your life. So here we go three times. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. All righty. Then this next one comes from my Ananda spiritual family, but the Italian division. And a great affirmation for when you go out in the world or just to keep your mind in a feeling of you know, good health and well-being. This is what I use. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. All righty, this one here, Natasha Venter, our medium communicator, personal awareness coach, feng shui specialist. She has contributed this one, and I do this one for me and my animal friends, and it does help us to kind of adjust to what's going on that we're not used to. So here we go. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All righty, and the last affirmation here is from my, again, Ananda spiritual family. It's their Warrior of Light affirmation. And oh, this one's so important to just spread the light and the love all over the planet and help raise the vibration. Here we go. God's light is within me and around me. With the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me. With the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me. With the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. And then Dr. Nell's contribution and his favorite part is to set all this stuff and the intention, cross your hands over your chest and repeat with me, I trust, I trust, I trust. Whew. Okay, then. We're all ready to go. So, first thing I want to say is just an alert, and I'm having to pay real attention to this, but because of the dry weather we're having, I mean, I don't even remember the last time it rained. Any of you remember the last time it rained? Okay, everybody needs water, okay? And that's not just us. But that's the wildlife, our animal friends. And make sure the water isn't sitting in the sun so it overheats. But so make sure that your animals have water. But it's important also to make sure that the wildlife has water. Now, I have a little waterfall fountain in my backyard, with a little pond that it falls into. But I have to really, I have to fill it like every other day or something because somebody's drinking lots of water. I don't know who, and it usually happens at night. I know deer, and I see, of course, the birds and the squirrels and stuff in the water. And then I have the birdie bath, and my goodness, they birdie bath. They start first thing in the morning and last thing at night, and they love their birdie bath. Now, one of the issues, if you're making sure you have water out for wildlife, you got to be a little careful about standing water because then you get mosquitoes, all right? But so the key to that is, and I think, did I hear just lately in the news, I think we've had some cases of malaria locally. And there was just I just heard something on the news yesterday. So maybe Nathan, you can see if you find, I think we've got malaria somewhere. And of course that's transmitted via mosquitoes. And so, the news, it says, get rid of all standing water on your property, everything out there, which is important for that. But the key is to have water out for wildlife and not be breeding mosquitoes. The water needs to be moving. Okay, mosquitoes won't lay eggs in moving water.
It looks like it's sees the first cases of local malaria transmission in two decades, and that's occurring in Florida and Texas, according to the New York Times.
Okay, so there's nothing in our state, but Florida and Texas. But anyway, so if we're having cases the first time, in 20 years in the country? But so my fountain, of course, the water's running, so it's flowing all the time, so there's not a problem there. I was fortunate. I got my birdie bath from Wild Birds Unlimited, and they told me, you need the little wobble wiggle thing that keeps the water moving, and that attracts the birds, but it also keeps the mosquitoes out. So that's kind of the key. You can get little things that keep the water moving. So you can put containers out, but as long as the water's moving, then the mosquitoes won't lay eggs. So that's my contribution to getting water out there for our wildlife. But it's quite amazing. I don't know if you remember, it was the year before when we went up over 100 degrees? Is that when we had that heat wave in May? I think it was that unusual.
I want to say 2 years ago.
Really, really hot one.
Yeah.
When we had that, remember, I don't know if you remember the story, but I actually had to water my big spiders. Out the great big ones, that I used to scare the you-know-what out of me as a kid. I've had to heal. But anyway, so now these spiders are my best friends because I actually put water out for the, they come and out from where they're hiding, to the top of Robbie's doghouse to drink the water. So everybody needs water. So just remember that and do your best to contribute if you're in an area, especially where there's, wildlife going through, that you have some water for everybody. Anything else from the rest of you relating to the hot weather and dryness and all of that for our animal friends or any precautions? Anybody want to bring up anything?
Well, I guess I would say is a good technique if people are concerned about the watering is to make sure you do have some mulch or something you can put onto well-watered soil because that'll hold the moisture in a lot longer. And that could be just like wood chips or, you know, something like
that.
That
is true. You know, if you mulch in it, that does hold the water in.
And then you can keep, you know, spraying the top of the wood chips so they're not flammable during the, you know, scary times. But basically, it really will cut down on the amount you have to water.
I have a question. I know I've seen people say, like, especially for the bark of the park, to keep your dog cool, just bring like a spray bottle of water. Well, with cats, they really don't like that.
How do you
keep a cat cool during the hot weather?
Well, you know, I mean, cats, a lot of them enjoy being really warm and so forth. But other than providing areas out of the sun, I mean, you know, so that they could be inside, fans, I know my cats, you know, when their first experience with me having fans on in the room, or I have sometimes have a fan blowing on me in bed during the night, they didn't want anything to do with that. But they've gotten used to the fans, right? And now if it gets really warm, they actually lay in the fan. They like the fans. So sometimes your cats can get used to that. But mostly it's kind of like, you know, well, they have to just cope like everybody else. You just want to make sure that they have areas of shade and hopefully ventilation and maybe some airflow, but I don't have a lot of great solutions.
Some cats actually enjoy getting their feet wet and even laying down in the water. My wife's had a cat that used to just love to go and lay in the dog's water dish when it was really hot out.
Yeah, got to know how your cat likes
dogs,
or not
cats
likes water.
Cats that do that, you know, and cats that retrieve and, you know, and all that kind of stuff. I always call them dogs in cat suits because my impression is that in their last lifetime they were dog. And so some of those traits hold over when they move up and become a cat. Who knows? But I think anyway, they're on Martha Norwalk's Facebook, Martha Norwalk's Animal World Facebook page. They're actually two posts now, both orange kitties. Last week or the week before, there was... there's an orange kitty. It looks like he's outside, and he's got his paws up on a post. And this gal's squirting him with a hose. She's got a bottle of shampoo and champagne, and it just said what to do with your cats in hot weather and how to cool off a cat. And he's being hosed, okay? And so I posted it up and like, really? Wow. Well, and then this last week there's another one up there now because there's another orange cat, only this one's in the house, and has his paws up, and the owner's hosing him off too. It's like pretty amazing. And, you're going to bring, yeah, there we go. See, look at that. The cat, he's in the sink getting wetted down.
Really enjoying that bath right there.
That's getting a massage too.
Yeah. And then there's another one way below that. It would be down a ways because, should be coming up here. Where?
Let's see. Not seeing it yet.
Must have been a while. All right. Well, anyway, go to the top. Oh, you turned it off. It's going to have you go to the top post.
I'll turn it back on when I find it here.
And my favorite post ever of the beach puppy, it could be Robbie Golden, is up there this week. But there is a hippo hole golden. Hopefully Nathan can put it back up on the screen so you guys can see it. But this golden retriever in the mud. And oh my, any of you that own a dog, if you see this, it's like, oh, heaven forbid that. Okay, there's my favorite beach puppy. Robbie does that every time still when we go to the ocean. He just goes in there and lays down and stares at the water. Okay, now it's above that one. Oh, that octopus story is incredible. Okay, there it is. All right, now look at that.
Oh my God, that's a wallow.
Bringing
right
out
there.
Its inner
is
pig.
Is that wallowing in the mud or what?
Uh-huh.
Now, what if you were visiting somewhere and you had to take that dog home in your car? I mean, that's a golden retriever, and the only thing you can tell is that because he's got a white-gray muzzle, and that's all you can see. The rest of him, and he's just rolling and rolling and getting up and then rolling some more, rolling. And he just, I mean, he's got to have 10 pounds of mud on him or more.
And now let's put a little dried grass on that.
Yeah.
That and that, my friends, is a golden retriever. Yeah. They love the mud. All righty. Now, we are need to take care of advertisers one more time in this hour, but Nathan says we've got somebody on the phone. I'm assuming you want us to take care of advertisers to stay on schedule, and then we'll go to phone call. And then we got to find out all about Dr. Nell's news. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? Running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Working hard to put a smile on your face. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. Let's see, we heard from our wonderful Dr. Nels Rasmussen. Healingministryforanimals.com is his website, and that's how you get in touch with him. He always does a free telephone evaluation, so you can go to the website and click on the contact link, fill out the form, tell him you want to chat, and he'd be delighted to talk to you about you and your animal friends and how he can help y'all. And we are going to be chatting more with Dr. Nels about his upcoming big news and plans and all of that good stuff. And if anything changes, I think it's not going to interrupt any of our treatment and so forth with him. And we just don't know if this is going to be the last Sunday you're in the studio with us or not. But we'll find out more about that. And let's see. We also heard from our wonderful sound healer, Jude Ponton. The Whispering Dragon Center is in her home now in Shoreline. Great location. Phenomenal healing energy. And it's incredible to be in the presence of the gongs and the acutonic forks and all of that. And you can see Jude in person, or she can work with you remotely. You can check her out at whispering-dragon.com is the website, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. Or you can just give her a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. All righty. Now, we always say phone calls take priority, and so we are going to go straight to the phones. We'll probably finish out this hour on the phones here, and then probably we'll start up next hour and chatting with Dr. Nels. So we are heading out to, or over, across the lake to Seattle. And Lisa, Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels and Linda Rasmussen.
Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa. Long time no see. We're chuckling, folks, because I spent the day with them yesterday. So it was wonderful working with you guys.
Coco is lying here listening with me. So,
all right. So just to fill you all in, I did a long session with Lisa and her husband and dog Coco yesterday. And Coco actually belongs to your son, Lisa, right?
Correct.
And Coco is about a five-year-old, chocolate in color. We think pit bull chocolate lab mix, and that's what she looks like, but we don't have any DNA. Out of a rescue shelter in Texas, her son decided it was time for him to have a dog and found her online, and up she came. Background, we don't really know. He thinks that she came into the shelter as a puppy because she had been at the shelter, they told him, for 5 years and came in when she was young. Well, and then how old is she? Well, they said they think she's 5 years old. So he assumed that she must have come in a really young dog and spent her whole life in the shelter. Now, the caveat is I want to know is why on earth don't they spend some time doing some behavior work and training and socialization with dogs, especially when they grow up and spend the first 5 years in the shelter? But that didn't happen so much. Anyway, Coco is a really sweet dog, but son had to goes up and works in Alaska all summer. So Coco's staying with mom and dad. Mom and dad live in a normal home, and then have rent rooms out to University of Washington students, and all of that. So, unfortunately, Coco is taken to be really defensively protective of the home, and barking and carrying on when people get there in the house or also out on leash in the neighborhood, and she's bitten twice. Okay, so that's why I was there. Now, the good news is that it was a great session, and she is a sensitive girl. So we were able to break through right away, interrupt the bad behavior, and then get it stopped and starting to teach her impulse control and proper behavior. And it all went really well. But just knowing her background and the volatile reactions she has and so forth, just kind of assume that her nervous system's probably messed up. So, of course, Lisa was open to being here today. Of course, she is here now. Now, Lisa, you need to know that Dr. Nels is already tuned in to Coco and has a connection. Now, are the, nervous system reset points, are those ones that she needs work on? Or are you working on her? What can you tell us so far?
What I found is what I classically find in cases where fight or flight is really engaged is the lower neck usually has some knots on it that oftentimes people could feel. Just an inch or two in front of the shoulder on the side of the neck. And on the left side, there's a big blockage or knotting type thing going on there. So I've got that one. And then just a little bit behind her shoulder blade on the rib cage, there's a point. Now, that's not my classic reset, but I think she's going to have several that need to be reset.
So the good news is that you're finding a lot of stuff that needs balancing.
Right.
Okay. So, the worst news is if Nels tunes in and says, oh, nothing to do here. And we got big problems. But hey, so we really want there to be something. So that's good, Lisa. He's working on Coco, and you will continue to work on Coco.
Yes.
Now, Lisa, I think, is it fair to say that you're the primary walker of Coco and you're doing some training on the side and that sort of thing? But you've had some, kind of really pretty volatile experiences out with her on leash and flipping her cookies around unusual stuff. The Comcast guy up on a ladder and, that's anything new or different can be scary for dogs. But Lisa was the first to admit that, that emotionally she's kind of locked up with all of this stuff. And so we have to have a complete change of attitude and demeanor, and we've got to turn Lisa and her husband Scott into the best leaders, and then we've got to keep working with Coco to bounce. I don't think there's any reason at all why Coco isn't going to just turn right around here and end up being a model citizen and a great dog for them, because she really is a sweetheart. I think that she didn't learn how to play with dogs or interact with dogs. She didn't learn any of the kind of stuff that normal dogs would use during that time. But we want to make sure that Lisa, you know, isn't, that her nervous system isn't met, you know, and all of that. So anyway, I would like to turn her over to you, Linda. And Lisa, you're open to Linda working with you a little bit?
Absolutely.
Okay, so I'm just going to turn you over to Linda, and then the rest of you listening, I always forget to say this in the beginning of the show. When you're listening to Linda talk to Lisa and give instructions, you can get a surrogate type healing just by following along. So when she says, think of something, yada, yada, you think of something that applies to you. And then when she tells you what to do with your eyes and your breath and all, you do all of that. But so, and then it will positively help you just like it does Lisa, right, Linda?
That's correct.
All right. So I'm turning you over to Linda.
Well, hello, Lisa.
Hi, Linda.
So I'm going to invite you to think of the number one thing that you would most like to heal, change, improve, or resolve. Does something come to mind?
Yeah.
Okay. So focused on that, just noticing how you feel. And then setting that aside, focusing on the feeling of tranquility. Tranquility and the number two are the things to hold in mind. And your eyes are closed and looking at the right side of your forehead. I'm going to have you do some very slow, deep inhaling and exhaling. Just very slow, deep breathing in and out. As you think, tranquility too.
All right, Lisa, you've got your eyes closed. Behind those closed eyes, look up to the right side of your forehead, doing slow, deep, controlled breathing while thinking tranquility and the number two. Tranquility two. Tranquility two.
And that's perfect. Go ahead and breathe normally, Lisa. And with your eyes open, just tipping your head forward and looking toward the earth and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position and then bringing that number one thing that you were just thinking of back into your thoughts. And that is complete.
Yay.
And the affirmation that would be helpful to keep this energy released and flowing is, I embrace the feeling of tranquility.
I embrace the feeling of tranquility.
And if there's any image that you can bring into your thoughts or someplace that you can, you know, direct your eyes that resonates with an image of the feeling of tranquility, that will be even more helpful.
So you think, I embrace the feeling of tranquility, and then kind of imagine maybe being in a place where you would feel
tranquil. Where that
is
the feeling,
place.
Tranquility. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then explain to Lisa, because this is the first time she's joining us, mm-hmm. what should she do with this affirmation?
Yeah, so affirmations are really, they have an energy frequency in them. And so we just released, or you actually just released, Lisa, something that was getting in the way of the flow of energy in the field. And so this affirmation, I embrace the feeling of tranquility, you want to think it as often as possible today, tomorrow, and the next day. And if all possible, also say it out loud and really feel how it feels to embrace the feeling of tranquility and keep directing your attention to really notice tranquility and all the different ways that it shows up.
Okay.
All right, and then you have Linda's and Nell's cards with you, and I did explain that you offer a free
mm-hmm.
session,
yes.
and that being on the radio doesn't count, so
right.
that Linda can do a follow-up with you, you know, in person or remotely after today. Now, Lisa, we're up against the clock and need to change hours and do our love training. Does Scott want to tune up too?
He actually just left the room, but can I have a quick question with you, Martha?
Are you able to hold over for 10 minutes?
Yes.
Okay. And so, Dr. Nails, you can report on Coco when we start up, and then we'll check in with Lisa. I'll answer questions. And then while we're love training, Lisa, you can find out if Scott wants a tune-up, too, because we can do him as well.
Okay, great.
Okay? All right, sounds good. So we'll put you on hold, and you'll be able to hear the love train in the phone.
Okay.
So we are going to fire up the love train and spread the love and the light all over the planet. It is so needed. And remember, dancing's required. You can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up on your feet. Join me on the love train because I'm going to cruise through and pick you up. We're going to send it all over the planet. And I always energize up the love train music to extra energize this for the day and the week with our yogi energization prayer. So here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our mind with thy concentration and determination, our soul and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth of body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up. Animal World continues. More with Lisa and Coco straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.